Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. With me in the studio once again, Tracy Wilkes, co-founder and executive director of Dreams of Wilmington. Tracy Wilkes, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you here. And we had to say goodbye to your associate director, Emily Collin. But we have a new guest in the studio with us, Valita Quattlebaum of New Hanover County Public Schools. Valita, welcome to Coastline.
Thanks, Rachel. I'm glad to be here.
We're so happy to have you here. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 343-1138 or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. And we've had Bob holding on the line for a while. Bob, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. I'm driving back to Raleigh, so I hope the connection's good. I was in Wilmington to pick up an art show, and I taught for 30 years in the Wake County Public Schools in Raleigh, and just wanted to mention the importance of retaining students through the use of the visual arts and performing arts. It's amazing the number of students that have come back to me and said, you're the reason I stayed in school.
So, Bob, and you've taught arts before to kids?
For 30 years, yes.
Okay.
And also the fact that Sanderson was a English as a second language school where we had 48 different nationalities, and I had students that were from Vietnam, the Montagnards, that had never set foot in a classroom before, and they couldn't speak English, but they could certainly visually connect with everything in the classroom and beyond, and it kept them in school as well.
That's great. Bob, thank you so much for your call, and be safe on your drive back to Raleigh.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Valita Quattlebaum from New Hanover County Public Schools. We've been talking a little bit about the role of arts education and how arts integration is its own teaching method. But what do we have available in New Hanover County Schools right now as far as arts education is concerned?
Well, we have a very comprehensive program in our district. All of our students from K through 12 receive art and music lessons. And as far as arts integration is concerned, we have a wonderful partnership with the Kennedy Center of Performing Arts in Washington. And that partnership has provided training for many of our teachers in the area of arts integration.
That's wonderful. And we understand that arts integration, if you're just joining us, is a teaching methodology in which a traditional academic subject is taught through an artistic medium like dance or painting or sculpture. Tracy Wilkes, in your travels through the community with at-risk kids and as you've seen kids blossom and benefit from these arts programs that you offer at Dreams, what role do parents play in terms of supporting their kids? And do they need to be a part of this picture?
That's a great question. You know, kids need to participate in the arts, but they also need exposure. And sometimes when kids are living in economically disadvantaged families, that is impossible. It's expensive to go to Thalian. It's expensive to go to a concert. So the cultural entities in Wilmington have been very generous. We get tickets and we send whole families. And sometimes this is folks' first time with a live performance. And you know what? The parents are so excited. They're almost more excited than the kids. And it's a bonding experience for that parent and that child. And so then they become really interested and they want to come to the family arts nights that we have. And then, oh, by the way, you know, little Johnny is not getting into so much trouble. And so the school becomes a friendlier place because everything, it's creating a safety net for families. And so, you know, we know that a child's academic success, the most important predictor is family, the family support. And so when you can get families making art together and going to concerts and going to theater, and that you're really building something. And so our parents have been so supportive in every way. And I think that that's how you create a really nurturing environment for students, any student.
Valita Quattlebaum with New Hanover County Public Schools. When New Hanover County considers expansion of its arts program and this whole new idea of arts integration and taking that further, do you ever encounter resistance from parents?
No, actually quite the opposite. Tracy's absolutely right. We partner with the Cameron Thalian University of North Carolina Office of Cultural Arts and the Symphony so that we are able to expose our students to these live performances and exhibitions. And also every year we have our Best Foot Forward, which is our annual art showcase. And we have thousands of parents and many community members that come out and support us. And this year, in fact, our board has increased our arts education funding. So we find that our parents are very supportive. They see the results, the improved academics from the students participating in the arts education program.
So is it a myth then that funding for arts education is on the decline? I mean, it seems like people are really now across the board starting to recognize the impacts and the importance of this. Is that what's happening?
I don't think that's a myth. I think that's the truth. But I think we're very fortunate here in the Wilmington community that we have programs like Dreams. We have people like Rhonda Bellamy and Georgianne Haas, people who are leaders in the arts, and they make sure that everyone here understands it. So I think we're unique. But we're fortunate, but that isn't what's happening across the country.
Alex from Wilmington, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, my name's Alex, and I want to make comment about how much of education is counterintuitive in that, you know, just because what you're studying doesn't seem like it applies to other things, it absolutely does, just like when we don't question giving an infant colorful blocks and stuff to play with because they're learning concepts. And this is true throughout your formative years. You're learning in all respects. And the United States always had a lot of new ideas and inventions, and part of that is our lifestyle. And you have to encourage every aspect of learning. Something that you're never sure how it's going to pay off in the future, but it often does, and if nothing else, in keeping people interested in, you know, learning.
And Alex, what's your background? What led you to that conclusion?
Well, I was reminding my childhood when I was hearing that other person talk about having a bad experience in childhood. I never was a great student, but I was always interested in art and music, and I wound up, you know, going to school for music and getting a scholarship. And in short, I've learned that one of the biggest lessons of learning is that you teach yourself, and you have to drive yourself to push through things and figure out how to learn things. And this is something that, whether it's sports or art or, you know, music, it's something that if it keeps you interested enough to push through that and understand that, relates to anything that you're trying to learn.
And that's exactly what Yvonne Tond-O'Neill, this researcher with the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, was saying about grit and
how
they're finding that kids actually develop this quality called grit that they're just starting to measure now.
Absolutely.
Alex, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about kids in the arts and the importance of nurturing creativity in and out of academic settings. Give us a call and tell us what you think, 910-343-1138. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org. Valita Quattlebaum with New Hanover County Public Schools. The mission of New Hanover County Schools Arts Education Program says to provide a quality arts education for all students and to instill the desire to be lifelong participants in the arts. Is that mission expanding? Is this more than art for art's sake? Is this really about developing more in our kids than just the appreciation of arts?
Definitely. We are seeing more of our children going to higher levels of art, studying art in the future. We're seeing them participate in all kind of activities and programs throughout the community. So definitely we want them to be lifelong learners, but to have that appreciation of the arts, to support the arts. And we believe that is happening to our students.
You're listening to Coastline. 343-1138 is the number to call. Welcome to Coastline. Doris, you're on the air.
What I haven't heard said was, you know, we learn in and we learn through the arts. But I haven't heard people talking about learning about the arts, the history of art, to look at a work of art, whether it be dance or theater or visual art, and to be able to interpret the ideas, the messages, and then to translate that into their own lives. And this is the type of program that I think many arts people now are advocating. In other words, I come from an integrated arts background. I taught in Columbus Public Schools in the Arts Impact Program for many years. And we had this holistic program where we also looked at the arts, and we looked at films of dance, and we looked at theater, and we took the children to the theater and things. And these were important experiences because the child then got to talk about it, discuss it, maybe argue about what it was about or how it affected them, what they were thinking about. So this integration of thinking about art history, of interpreting art, looking at what is art, why is art, and what does it do for us in our lives, has also been an academic stimulant to thinking about the world you live in and who am I and things like that.
Tracy Wilkes, Dreams of Wilmington, you have a response to that.
I couldn't agree more. And I'm going to give you an example of what we did at Dream several years ago, because I think you're talking about the big idea and how are all of the arts interconnected and what's going on culturally and politically, so you're not just studying arts in a vacuum. We spent a whole year, 12 months, studying the Harlem Renaissance. Now, that comprised photography, painting, music, dance, and we studied all of the different art forms, but also studied what was going on in the 1920s and 30s. It was a very short, compact period of time. But what was happening culturally, socially, politically, economically, and because this is the beauty of the arts, it can connect all of those dots, and then you have this enriched experience. The student really sees it in all of the facets of not just the arts, but the culture in which the arts are taking place. So that big idea, that big theme is really important. And we critiqued and we looked at and we, you know, it was a fabulous experience. So we really try to do those big idea based arts education.
And you're also talking about using the intellect, coming at it from an intellectual standpoint.
Absolutely.
Mariel Hardiman is the Vice Dean of Academic Affairs at Johns Hopkins University School of Education. And she also was one of the researchers that's looking at arts integration and the effect that it has on kids. And in cut number 15, she talks about how important arts education is for its own sake. And our producer is shaking his head, so we don't have that clip available. But she does talk about how arts integration doesn't replace arts education. Those are two separate ideas, and it just cannot replace a robust arts education. We do have a caller. You are listening to Coastline. And Churchill, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Well, thank you, and what a wonderful show you're putting on this afternoon. It was such a great topic for discussion.
Thank you.
I'm more in the vein of sort of adding my thought to what you're saying. There is no way that we would have any detail from history were it not for art and for literature. And art actually, in my limited experience of it, tends to last longer than the written word. The details of where we came from as a species, as a culture, as a civilization, are enshrined in the talent and expression of artists from one generation to the next. And for any modern culture to try to do away with that in the name of political expediency or economic tomfoolery is, if it's not criminal, it's certainly stupid.
Churchill, thank you so much for your call. Tracy Wilkes, you have talked about art being the language of the soul, and you've talked about how important it is to engage parents and how important it is to have this be part of a child's educational curriculum. And with Dreams of Wilmington, you've opted to fulfill a need that at one point wasn't being fulfilled by public schools. What, at this point, with this opening that we're seeing and this evolution that we're seeing in the way people look at arts and education, what do you wish school administrators or policymakers would do now?
Arts integration across the board. We have, you know, North Carolina is pretty progressive. We have 26 counties, which serves about 18,000 students that are totally arts integrated based. But it takes a big commitment because it's not easy. And, you know, folks don't sometimes like change, you know, except for that this is such a positive change. And so I think New Hanover County is well on its way. I think that the school system has been able to understand the difference between arts enhancement and arts integration. We need both.
Very briefly, we're getting near the end of the show. Valita Quattlebaum, we have an email from Paul. There's been a lot of talk about revitalizing the south side of Wilmington. How can arts and education take part in showing students a brighter future an invested neighborhood of opportunity can bring?
Well, I think the fact that we do have an arts magnet school at Snipes Academy, and that they have been the leader in the district in sending teachers to the Kennedy Center for training. And we've had Kennedy Center performances at Gregory and Snipes and all of the schools throughout the district. So I think that is happening for us.
We're going to be seeing more of that,
sounds
like.
Yes, you will.
That's this edition of Coastline. I'd like to thank our guests, Tracy Wilkes and Emily Cullen of Dreams of Wilmington, Dr. Edward Pruden of Brunswick County Public Schools, and Valita Quattlebaum of New Hanover County Public Schools. Thanks also to our listeners who called and emailed. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Join us next week when we explore the balance between safe communities and the rights of citizens. That's Wednesday, September 3rd at 2 p.m. Coastline's executive producer is Cleve Callison. Our producer is Ken Campbell. Associate producer is Lindsay McGrath. Our music editor is Bob Workman. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of our listeners and our guests, and not necessarily of WHQR Public Radio or our licensee, Friends of Public Radio, Incorporated. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.